Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, June 29th, 2020. Let's hear the crowd noises. Joey, let's hear some crowd noises.
Oh, dear.
It's a banner day. Thank you, God, a million times over. It's an exciting time for this radio ministry, as after about a year of hard work, a lot of behind-the-scenes technical work, fundraising, bringing people together, merging two different ministries, all under a collective banner of bringing God glory, lifting up the name of Jesus. And so, Joey, I thought, no better person to have than Joey Kroll, who's familiar with the Great News Radio listeners, the WLUJ family of stations. Your voice, Joey, has been heard on WLLM. And now with these 19 frequencies, it's kind of a unique banner day. So all glory to God.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Praise God. Well, it's an honor to be here. I wish I could be in studio with you guys, but I'm grateful that I'm able to hang out with you for just a few moments today and just celebrate what God is doing and what we know he'll continue to do as well.
It's an exciting launch of Mark and Friends into the Springfield, Bloomington, Decatur, Whitehall, Beardstown, Carlinville, into the west side of the state of Illinois, this great state. And we'll have to introduce our WLUJ family of listeners to our Indiana listeners, our great Indiana listeners, because between our 19 frequencies, we cover all the way from Macomb across the great state of Illinois into Covington, Indiana, Terre Haute, Indiana, and other locations. So we're uniting not only listeners together, but we're uniting the Great News Radio family with the WLUJ family of stations and WLLM, because of this banner day, and it's been about a year's worth of hard effort. But some listeners might be unfamiliar with the fact that Dick Van Zandt and Cornerstone Community Radio, the WLUJ family of stations, helped start us about 25 years ago. So in the coming Mark and Friend morning programs and in the days ahead, we're going to take you back on some of this journey and all that God has done to bring us to this point where we're uniting us as a one big radio listening family, and we can't wait to serve you in new and unique ways. And I think, Joey, some of our listeners are receiving this newsletter. We worked on it all weekend long. We mailed some out on Friday, and probably over the course of the next 3 to 4 to 5 days, much of our listenership will receive a personal letter signed by me, along with this updated 4-page program guide. We're calling it our Wow God program guide. We're counting the different formats of the 3 different ministries, and we'll talk about that in the days ahead. But just so excited to be able to bless so many more listeners. Now there's about 3 million people that can be reached in the listening audience. And you've been a part of helping Great News Radio for about 10 and a half years, and serving with the WLUJ family of stations. How many years have you been there?
Well, since 2013. So what year is it now?
So about 8 years. Yeah, that's right. What day of the week is it? You know, can we go out to restaurants yet? Can we not? You know, anyways. So I'm going to read a portion of the letter that's being mailed out just to celebrate what God is doing. And this being Memorization Monday, we're going to look at a verse and talk about it a little and see what God would reveal to all of us, what kind of healthy conviction and teaching and thoughts that we'll come up with and he'll impress on our hearts as we love God's word. But let me read a letter that's going out, and maybe some of our listeners have already received this. It says, "Dear listener," and we do personalize it, "you're important, you're valued, you're a part of our radio listening family. So, dear listener, these are exciting times. We firmly believe that God has brought together the WLUJ family of stations and Great News Radio, and you are a part of this special work of God. This new partnership greatly extends the influence of these two God-honoring ministries, reaching 3 million people. I want to personally reaffirm the mission of our ministry to lift high the name of Jesus and to educate, edify, and evangelize. Our combined staff is committed to these goals. And then there's some other wonderful things that I say about the station, the ministry, the listeners, and their participation in this work of God that's been going on for 30-plus years. But I close out with, friends, please pray for us as we pray for you. At this junction in history, God has joined us together in a new, exciting partnership. We are committed to doing our best to honor God and to serve you. We need you. God is good. Mark Burns, President and General Manager, Great News Media Group. So if you're listening to this broadcast, we welcome you into the radio family, or we re-welcome you into the radio family. We're an extended bunch of people that love Jesus, want to serve God, and minister to you effectively through our broadcast, through upcoming radio events and gatherings when we can gather again. And we'll have a lot more to say about that in the coming days. But Mark and Friends is a unique program. I'm Mark, and I have a lot of friends on. I have Joey on. I have Mary Ann, our co-host, who's generally with us on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Hi, everybody.
You're going to fall in love with her. She has a real heart for the Lord, served as a missionary for many years in Africa with her folks, has a prayer ministry, is a life coach. You're going to get to learn about her. She's an author. She assists with the radio ministry in so many ways, a myriad of ways, including our Prime Life Times publication. And some of you might say, Prime Life Times, I've heard about that. Or I saw somebody reading that. Tell us about it. Well, it's a special publication that is informative, engaging, and positive. And that's the kind of news stories that we want to write about. God-honoring stories that are human interest stories or about veterans. And Joey Kroll, in fact, writes a story and submits it each and every month. Kind of a devotional thought. We'll talk a little more about that. So much to cover with all of you, but thank you for tuning in and being a part of our radio listening family. And today is Memorization Monday. So on Mondays, we love to look at a scripture verse, a text of scripture. We like to talk about it, discuss it, apply it into our lives, see what God would have to say to us through maybe a special teacher, a pastor, somebody that we interview on Monday that maybe it's their favorite verse and they'll share some of their life stories. We will read a portion from a book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. And then we usually have some chit-chat, and we thought on this historic broadcast that's now reaching throughout this state and into Indiana, we would have our beloved Joey Kroll. We do call you beloved Joey Kroll because on Thursdays, our Great News Radio listeners have had the blessing of hearing you for these 10 and a half years, Joey. So you have a unique role. You're kind of a bridge builder because the LUJ family have loved you from your morning programs there. But we've also loved you here and some of the work that you've done and the voice that you've provided to the listener these many years. So thank you for joining us on this historic broadcast, this historic day. We're bridging our radio families together. So, I just welcome so many people, our friends in Bloomington and Springfield and Beardstown and Whitehall and Carlinville and Decatur and all the great cities throughout the western area. Jacksonville and certainly
Macomb.
Champaign, Urbana,
yeah,
Macomb. And over into Indiana and Danville and Gibson City. So when you drive on I-72 or various interstates, I-57, 136, you're going to be able to hear us for hours throughout the state. So, all right. Well, I got to maybe dial down a little, Marianne, because on Memorization Monday, we like to cover a verse. And today, it's a special verse. And it's only as God could provide how this verse is the one that we're looking at today. It's kind of like one of those, for such a time as this.
Yeah.
Only God could have timed it where the verse we were going to look at today and that Joey was going to share a couple thoughts has to do with a celebratory time. It's Psalm 118. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I would hope and pray that as we talk about this verse, Joey, as Marianne reads about it, that it would be a day that all of us could find points of rejoicing and being glad because we serve a great God, a God that delights in us, a God that cares for us, a God that gave his very best gift, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for us. Mm. And so recognizing, yes, some people are without their jobs, some people are hurting, some people are sick, some people found out they may have cancer, might be going through a divorce. There is heartache in this world, but we serve a great God who cares and who loves us, and we have an eternity to look forward to. And He will work through those heartaches, and He will bring healing and hope. It doesn't mean things just go away. We will suffer. We're told we'll suffer in this world. But we can take confidence that He loves us, that He's rooting for us, if you will, that He's wanting to be right alongside us and even carry us through this hard time. And so I would hope that we could find value in this day and worship Him in maybe a new way or with a new understanding. So the verse that we're going to look at today and talk about is Psalm 118. This is the day the Lord has made. He has made it. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Praise God, Mark. I agree with all that. Okay, this is what Robert J. Morgan has to say about that verse. God is in the day-making business. The Ancient of Days is the manufacturer of days. He has a continually running conveyor belt, stretching from the sun to the earth and from heaven to this world. One new day rolls off God's assembly line every 24 hours, right on schedule, each one unique. We rise from bed each day knowing that an endless succession of sunrises and sunsets comes from the workbench of His will, all of them individually crafted, packaged with grace, wrapped in love. This verse reminds us that God's compassions never fail. They are new every morning, for great is His faithfulness.
All right, I know our listeners, Joey, you're probably holding back, but don't you want to say, like, amen, Lord, preach it, sister?
All right.
I mean, it's just a phenomenal concept.
I love how he's just putting scriptures into his sentences here.
Yes.
Goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives, and as our days may demand, shall our strength ever be. In its context, Psalm 118:24 is messianic. The author composed this psalm to be sung by the crowds approaching the temple during great worship festivals in Jerusalem. And this is the song the children sang as Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. He is the stone rejected by the builders who became the cornerstone. Verse 22 and 24. Okay, now Mr. Morgan has a quote from a man, F.W. Boreham, which I have to stop and say something, Mark. I did not know this, but F.W. Boreham was Ravi Zacharias' favorite author.
Really?
He said he read something by Boreham every day of his life.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And Ruth Bell Grant, her favorite author.
Wow. And our beloved Ravi Zacharias, who is now in the presence of the Lord.
Yes, he is. In his book, Shadows on the Wall, devotional writer F.W. Boreham told of preaching in a particular church during his college days. His lodgings were with old Bessie, the elderly widow of the former pastor, and Boreham was given the room she normally occupied. He rose the next morning and threw open the blinds. There, etched in the glass, were the words, "This is the day." At breakfast, he asked her about it. "I have had a lot of trouble in my time," she explained, "and I'm a great one to worry. I was always afraid of what was going to happen tomorrow. And each morning when I woke up, I felt as though I had the weight of the world upon me." Then one day, when I was very upset about things, I sat down and read my Bible. It happened that I was reading the 118th Psalm. When I came to the 24th verse, I stopped. "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." It flashed upon me like a burst of sunshine on a gloomy day. Snatching up a glass-cutting tool from the kitchen, old Bessie ran upstairs and scrawled the words on the windowpane. "There," she thought, "now I shall see that little bit of Bible every morning when I draw up the blind, and I'll just say to myself, this is the day."
Amen.
Now, Joy, you should put in a little qualifier. Now, children, do not repeat this at home. Grab that cutting tool and
no
go do that.
No scratching of windows, please. Okay, here's Robert's memory tip. This is good. The verse reference is easy to remember. Each day is composed of 24 hours the Lord has made. It's verse 24, Psalm 118. I love it. And here's a small quote by Isaac Watts, the songwriter. "This is the day the Lord has made. He calls the hours His own. Let heaven rejoice, let earth be glad, and praise surround the throne." Oh, praise God. That's a great verse.
Amen. Well, Joey Kroll, you're beloved. I do call you the beloved Joey Kroll.
Beloved Joey Kroll.
You share devotional thoughts and encouraging words with our Great News Radio listening families on Thursday, on Sundays. You've been the bread and butter, if you will, for the WLUJ listeners with your morning devotional thoughts. I call it your cheery good attitude, your share-a-thon presence. You have a heart for the Lord. You've pastored for a number of years. You love people to know God's Word. You love people to connect with their Savior. You're all about the things that this ministry is about, and it's been great co-laboring with you these 10.5 years. So I'm going to give you a little, I'm pretty charged today, you can kind of tell. I'll let people know I don't drink coffee either.
And it's a good thing.
I'm not on a sugar high or anything. This is just.
We can't let that get started.
I get
coffee.
Pretty wound up.
I drink coffee.
Can you imagine if Mark Burns drank coffee on top of all that energy?
I know it.
Well, I know you and Pastor Jason wonder if I'm saved because I don't drink coffee, you know.
I'll drink enough for you.
Joey has his coffee ministry going on.
I know
and
it.
Unique
yeah,
things,
his family makes coffee. It's good. I had some.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I love it. This verse, it really speaks to my heart as somebody who loves to drink up the Word of God for themselves, you know, because this verse redirects my focus. This is the day the Lord has made. Hmm. You know what? We can say that as children of God even on a Monday. You know? And so that reminds me, this is the day the Lord has made. He is the author of the day today.
Amen.
He really is. He is the author of this day. You know, I look back. He makes all days, even the bad ones, even the hard ones, even the rough ones. I think back to... Oh, my, September 11th, many years ago. God is not the author of evil, but that verse in Psalm 118:24 reminds me that even on those bad days, he is still on his throne. Mm-hmm. He is still God. And I think how fitting 1 Thessalonians 5:18 is, says, give thanks in all circumstances. Mm-hmm. I may not like the circumstance, but I know who is in control. I know who's still on the throne. And at the end of the day, the tomb of Jesus is still empty, and so I still have a reason to sing and raise my hand and rejoice even on the hardest days of my life, because he is the author of the day today.
Hey, Joey, read that again, that reference, because I think it's such a good verse, and it's almost like a command, like we're being told.
Yeah, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Yeah, giving thanks, like we're being told. I won't use the word commanded to, but oftentimes that can even change our perspective when we don't feel in love with our spouse today. Hey, don't worry about the feelings. You know, you're in love with your spouse. You married him. Sometimes we can't go on our feelings. Sometimes God makes things clear and commands us. You will rejoice today, because we have to think, you know what? I don't feel like rejoicing, but God wants me to rejoice. And then you find yourself, when you begin rejoicing or giving thanks for this thing or thank you, Lord, for this blessing, it'll change your attitude. So sometimes we almost have to be told, hey, I know you don't feel like rejoicing or praising the Lord, but how about just trying to do a few things, and then don't you know you find yourself having the best day ever?
And you know what, too, Mark? I mean, you just look at his faithfulness. That alone ought to give us thanks and just praise. You know, even if we're having the worst of days and we unfortunately bury our loved ones or we get the pink slip or our favorite baseball team loses or whatever it is, we still have a song to sing, really. Just look at what God has done in our lives, and we have a reason to sing a song to him.
You know, one phrase, Joey, that always helps me in conjunction with what you're saying is the phrase, praise the risen Lord. It just puts it in perspective for me. It gets me grounded again. Jesus Christ is risen, our Messiah. He's up on the throne, right-hand side of God. Praise the risen Lord.
And I'm thinking as you say that, and he's interceding on our behalf.
Yeah.
He's listening to our prayers. He's participating. He's like walking beside us, and yet he's sat next to the Father, if you will. I mean, he's in the heavenlies. Mm-hmm. He can answer each and every prayer, and he's kind of pulling for us. Mm-hmm. He wants us to be unified with him, with the Father, with each other. And so
he's there, and he's on our side. It's a big deal.
So let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. That's going to preach. That's going to preach.
There's your sermon for Sunday, Joey.
Now.
Right,
the proverbial over the radio collection plate is going out. Wow, it's being filled up, Joey. I'm actually having to tell people, oh, enough. We got too much already.
Oh, goodness.
Wouldn't that be busting?
If you guys haven't heard Joey preach, he's a good preacher. Really, you are a good preacher, Joey.
Well, I was there for Joey's first sermon.
Oh, my goodness.
That Sunday, what was it? Was that about 3 years ago? How long ago?
That was 2016, September, Labor Day weekend. I remember that very clearly. Mark Burns walked right in with his recorder. Didn't say hello to anybody, put his recorder down.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. No pressure, Joey. This is your first message, but it's going to go on the radio.
We're
and
on
then
air.
I did air portions of it, I think, maybe that next Monday or so.
You can also hear great devotional thoughts by Joey Kroll on Sunday Worship with Joey.
Well, listening family, we're so glad you've tuned in. I hope you're delighted in hearing the beloved Joey Kroll, Marianne Simpkins, my co-host on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And we all have Testimony Tuesdays and the Prime Life Times in Review on Wednesdays. We have Devotional Thoughts with Joey on Thursdays. And then Pastor Jason Schiffel joins me on Fridays as we look at Scripture together. So hopefully you can join us at this time tomorrow and in the coming days. And we'll pray for you. You pray for us.
Yeah.
And thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. I'm going to close out this edition of Mark and Friends with our memory verse, Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So let's count our blessings, as your problems will simply fade from view as you count your blessings and give God the glory. Here's the Martins, Count Your Blessing, and I'm thankful to say this is Mark Burns, Joey Kroll, Marianne Simpkins with the Great News Media Group. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Tired, frustrated, and feeling down. End of the day left you wearing a frown. Your troubles have doubled, and brother, what can you do? Here's a little advice, pound for pound. It's guaranteed to bring you around from an old soft story to a brand new point of view. Count your blessings when you're feeling blue. It's surprising what a little bit of count will do. Count them when everything goes wrong. Soon you'll find yourself singing a song. Count them whether they be big or small. You just might have trouble counting them all. Your problems will simply fade from view. Today would drive you insane. All they want to do is fuss and complain about who, what, when, where, how they've been done wrong for so long. Spend less time and worry, more time and prayer. You have a lot less stress and a lot more hair. If you go down counting, you'll be shouting when you're back on your feet. Count your blessings when you're feeling blue. It's surprising what a little bit of counting would do. Count them when everything goes wrong. Find yourself singing a song. Count them whether they be big or small. You just might have trouble counting them all. Your problems will simply fade from view if you just start counting your blessings. Problems will simply fade from view.